Yan. Okay. So instead na mag live pod, mag-live feed ako, mag-live audio feed ako sa Facebook kasi nagkakaroon kasi ng internet connection problems. Ay nandito ako ngayon sa anchor.fm. So, kung meron kayong time, pumunta po kayo sa aking Anchor FM website, Anchor FM channel, which ipopost ko yung link mamaya sa description sa ating FB group. But anyway, welcome once again sa ML48 Appreciation Podcast Saturday Edition with me, Admin K, now on anchor.fm. Ngayon, mga kaibigan, pag-usapan natin ngayon tungkol sa tulad sa title kahapon na ay kanina na medyo na interrupt kasi nga sa internet connection, sisihan, hintayan at MIM. Pag-uusapan natin yung tungkol sa nangyari na pag-withheld ng release ng album ng ML48 na Aita Kata gustong makita sa Spotify and iTunes. At the same time, pag-withheld ng premiere ng music video nila sa Mix. At the same time, ang resulta ng Produce 48, which is the final episode, nangyari nung kahapon, Friday, August 31. At the same time, pag-usapan natin ang mangyayaring Manila Idol Matsuri bukas. So, tulad ng sinabi ko kanina sa FB na tinigil pansamantala dahil sa connection sa internet. Noong August 31 nga, ayan, nag-post ng statement ang MNL48 sa Twitter at FB, if I remember, na nagsabing pansamantalang hindi muna i-release ang music video ng Aita Kata gusto makita sa Mix. At the same time, i-withheld nila ang releasing ng album sa Spotify and iTunes. Ang tanong ng nakakarami, bakit ganun? Bakit ganun, Admin K? Bakit ganun, ML48 Management? Ang akin lang ay nagkaroon kasi ng tinatawag na technical difficulties and logistics. But kamo, in terms of the MV, di ba, nung na-release yung MV sa YouTube, agad nating inangal yung tungkol sa white filter. Siyempre, para bumawi, syempre, kailangan nilang i-release yung MV sa Mix na wala yung white filter. So, ang ginawa nila ay, sa tingin ko lang, inaayos pa nila yung music video para i-fit in sa TV, sa mismong TV. Parang ano yan eh, parang i-compress yung file para lang maano, para tao dito, para ipantay rather, or parang iakma sa TV, para sa TV, considering na kung ano yung parang video quality ng nasa internet, dapat crisp and smooth pa rin doon sa TV, diba, if you know what I mean. Medyo mahina ako sa technical. So parang ganoon na nga. So kailangan nilang baguhin yung mga settings including pagtanggal ng white filter. Ayos naman 'yun para sa akin. Regarding naman sa album, yung pag-release nila sa Spotify at sa iTunes, it's a matter of logistics. So parang inayos pa nila yung logistics regarding sa pag-import ng album including yung how to sell it, ganito, ganyan. And also, some speculations na hindi sa August i-release yung physical copy, sometime in September. Tingin ko lang, it is either they will ayusin na yung cover or somewhat. Tingin ko lang, ayusin na yung cover for, tingin ko, for the next few weeks until it will be released on mid-September, if I don't know. Or kung early September, it's fine. Ang ano, kasi kanina, pumunta ako sa Astro Plus just to survey yung kung ano magiging possibility kung nandun yung ML48 debut single. And yung regarding sa presyo, tingin ko it will be cost around mga 350 pesos or something like that kasi mayroon siyang additional ticket for the handshake event. Ang pinaka problema problema dito regarding sa problem na ito is that ML40 didn't issue an apology, which is quite a norm. Pero for me kasi it's parang it's quite disappointing. Pero I will just consider na I will just wait na lang in order to para may bagay sila maayos, may bagay sila mano. So parang ang ano, ang nangyari kasi nung nangyari yung pangyayari nung August 31 is a last minute save. Tingin ko lang a last minute save depending on the dito, on the point of view. Point of view ko is a right of ano, saving talaga eh. Yung problema kasi, yung several of the fans, parang they had enough na tipong napapagod na sila ganito, ganyan. Some say na, oy, please AKS, you have to do something, you need to take this over. Ang take ko lang dyan is this, MNL48 situation, it is not as worse as TPE48 before they became AKB48 Team TP. Why? It is because MNL48 has its own good and bad sides. I will not blame everybody for this one. I will not blame someone for this matter. I can blame almost everyone. Bakit? I can blame myself because hindi ko na-decimate masyado as a fan and as a journalist yung information regarding MNL48. I mean, my article is still bunked off until right now. So, I don't know kung kailan siya ipiprint. Second, for the... Ang tingin ko kasi sa ABS kasi, right from the start, they didn't give MNL48 attention. Diba? They just give yung supporta nila by, kami, ito na po yung, ano, yung partnership natin, ganyan-ganyan. Kami po yung maggagawa ng PR ninyo, something-something like that. Less to none attention, kumbaga. So, parang, hindi sinasabing wala silang pake. They have less attention. Okay? They have less attention to the point that they didn't take it kind of seriously. So, if I were ABS, I would take this seriously. Kasi, kami din yung nag-hold nito sa kanila eh. Yung kontrata nila, kami mismo yung, naka-angkla din sa amin sa ABS. If I were ABS. Kasi, ano yan eh, MNL48 is a big project by which lahat tayo ay nakisakay mismo. And, if I were ABS, sorry to say this ha, if I were ABS, if I might see this as an opportunity to profit. Kasi, isipin nyo, in AKS, in AKB48, in Japan, di ba, Senbatsu Sosenkyo, maraming bumibili ng albums and stuff, di ba? Bumibili ng albums just for the votes. Siyempre, tingin ni Akimoto Yasushi, ni Akipi, na yung pag na ganung mga bagay nagiging cash cow yon. So more albums equals more profit. More profit sa kanyang kumpanya sa AKS, which is this is why AKS is running smoothly, di ba? Same as MNL48, lumabas sila ng merchandises and stuff, especially sa ano, sa first handshake event, sa first live, sa first fan meet. Pati mga photo cards, yon. Profit na yon. Maraming sumakay, maraming nakisakay. And thus the likes of Miss Kurosawa-san and the whole HHE, they see it as a opportunity to profit themselves, 'di ba? To profit HHE by means of MNL48. ABS-CBN also see this as an opportunity to boost themselves then, kasi ML48, okay, ML48 is a sister group of AKB48, which is a bigger one. So parang, okay, time to bank in that kind of opportunity. The problem is, hindi nila masyado binabank in. Hindi nila sineseryoso yung pagbanking in ng kanilang opportunity. And, if you're gonna suggest ibang network yung mag-handle nito, ganyan, ganun din ang mangyayari. Kasi, despite their support, meron silang nakatuong pansing ibang mga bagay. Like for example, sa ABS-CBN, despite having they give a support for MNL48, they have bigger priorities, such as such as Coco Martin and ang Provinciano, Love Teams, their shows and stuff, parang they have less, but there's none. Walang none. There's less attention. Same thing if you're gonna have to tawag dito, the same thing na ilipat mo yung control nitong ML48 sa GMA. Diba? GMA can move their attention to them kasi total, they are very great talaga in terms of handling Japanese Japanese culture and stuff. Well, except Victor Magtanggol when they put cosplaying in there. The problem is, they also will rather give lesser attention to ML48. So, dahil they are focusing on the bigger ones. Katulad nga din kay Alden, tsaka sa Victor Magtanggol and stuff. Diba? And also, GMA has its own groups. Has its own boy band. Yung 101 ba yun? Hindi ko na alala. Basta yun. Okay? Gets na yun. Pati yung ABS eh. Yung hashtags. Oo, ganun din yun. The problem is, ganun talaga tayo. Parang, andun may bigger na opportunity. The problem is, we had that kind of attention span na we put less attention to that bigger opportunity and we got to tawag dito, give attention to something that is kind of less. Diba? So parang, for me, as a mass communicator, I want, especially yung mass com na observes TV and radio the activities and stuff, I wanted this media opportunity, such as ML48, but not just ML48, other idol groups, to take this seriously. I want the media companies to take ML48 seriously. O diba? Para iwasan mangyari mga ganito, mga sudden gaps na okay, for me okay lang kasi may maayos, pero merong backlash din eh for the fans kasi I remember one time when I nag-usap ako one time with an Indonesian fan. Sinabi na sa akin para kinararify yung post ko sa Twitter na JKT48 was popular back then. Hindi siya katulad natin sa MNL and BNK. JKT had more. Remember, JKT had the hype na sila yung kaunaw ng sister overseas sister group. Andun pa si Takamina just to oversee yung nangyayari. The hype was great. Even the first MV sa River, the hype was great. Sabi nga ng Indonesian fan, it came down in 2015. Both the popularity and the members themselves. So, that's when Reboost came. Diba? Siguro dahil sa nangyari doon sa kanilang former general manager, former theater manager, yung nangyari sa kanya, it came to the point that it downed their spirits. A bit naging stale na sila from 2015, then came 2018 when Melody came as their operations, or rather general manager for operations and theater manager. Nag-step up na si Melody. In that is when the Reboost came, diba? They wanted to re-image themselves. At the same time, they will preserve their JKT48 way, diba? So ganun yun. Hindi naman malala ang nangyayari sa ML48. It has redeeming sides. Yun nga, nagkakaroon kasi na may mga gaps. Pero, like I said sa Twitter, kung nagkakaroon man lang titawag na financial crisis, yung tipong nakakalokohan na in terms of financial, yung katulad sa TPE48. Remember, TPE48 has financial issues before it was taken over by AKS. Kaya naging AKB48 Team TP. If nangyari yon, that is when AKS decided to take over. Or rather, if MNL48, some of you gonna pray for this, don't ever pray for this. If MNL48 will do an SNH48 move, which is magsasarili sila, that is when AKS will gonna have to step, gonna step, um, we got ano sila eh mag-interfere sila, sabi anong ginagawa ninyo? Diba? Is breach of contract na yan. So wag niyong ipagdasal na ganung mangyayari. Okay? Wag niyong pagdasal na may mangyayaring ganun, wag, kasi ang una maapektuhan ni mga girls mismo. Okay? So for now, this kind of gaps, this kind of problems, wait, just wait and see kung ano yung magiging kalabasan sa bandang huli. Will it be good? Will it be for the good? Will it be for the bad? I don't know. Guess we'll wait and see this September. Okay? Time check po natin is 11:41 PM. At, okay, pag-uusapan natin yung tungkol sa resulta ng Produce 48. Na-release na nga po yung final episode ng Produce 48. Nagkaroon ng live stream kahapon sa August 31. At, it was an uproar. Nalo na sa Twitter. Dahil, ang resulta nun ay hindi kinusto ng nakarami. Okay? Pero bago natin pag-usapan yan, balikan po natin ang resulta ng episode 12 ng Produce 48. Yung top 12, sila magiging membro ng grupong IZ1. Na if you nakita niyo yung logo, yung IZ, yung Z, korting 2. So parang 12, then asterisk 1. So 12 become 1. Parang ganun, di ba? Parang they preserve the one theme in the group naming sa Produce 101 series, di ba? IOI sa season 1, 101 sa season 2, then IZ1 dito nga sa Produce 48. So ito na po ang ating ang resulta ng episode 12. Spoilers to, kung sino man ang hindi nakakapanood ng Produce 48 episode 12. At sa mga nakakapanood sa live stream, ihanda niyo sarili niyo dahil mainis pa rin kayo. Ewan ko lang sa inyo kung maiinis din kayo or tanggap niyo na ang resulta. Number 12, mula sa WM Entertainment, si Lee Chayon na may 273 votes. Medyo nabulol ako ng konti. Numero 11, mula sa Urban Works Media, Kim Min Joo with 227,061 votes. Number 10, from Wulim Entertainment, Kim Chai Won, 238,192. Numero 9, at isa sa mga magiging Japanese representatives ng top 12, mula sa AKB48, Honda Hitomi, 240,418. Number 8, mula sa ED Creative, Kang Hye Won, 248,432. Numero 7, Wulim Entertainment ulit, Kwon Yun B, 250,212. Numero 6, mula sa HKT48, Yabuki Nako, 261,788. Mula sa Starship, number 5, An Yujin, 280,487. Number 4, Yuehua Entertainment, Choi Yena, 285,385 votes. Pangatlo, Jo Yuri mula sa Stone Music Entertainment, 294,734. Pangalawa, Miyawaki Sakura ng HKT48, 316,105. At ang center ng IZ1, number 1, Jang Woon Young ng Starship Entertainment, 338,366. At ito po ang nasa bottom, 15 to 14, numero 15, aking ni Oshi, si, or rather isa sa mga Oshi ko, Oshi Men, Miyazaki Miho ng AKB48. Number 14, Lee Gayun, isa sa mga fan favorites to ha, ng Pledis Entertainment. At number 13, si Han Cho Won ng Cube Entertainment. Maraming nadismaya sa resulta. Ito ha, ang pinaka-coincidental dito is August 31 is also the birthday yung center. Yung number 1 natin, si Jang Won Young. 15th birthday niya kahapon. So parang yung pagiging center niya sa IZ*ONE, birthday present yun, birthday gift sa kanya. Hanep nga, di ba? Hanep. It's not negative, but positive. Parang blessing na yun, kumbaga, sa kanya. Marami din yung medyo hindi ginusto, yung nagustuhan yung resulta. Yung iba kasi natanggap na number 2 si Miyawaki Sakura. Kasi iba gusto nila maging number top 1 si Miyawaki kasi expected na. Yung iba expected na dapat sana kung hindi sana nag-back out si Matsui Jurina ng SKE48. Kung hindi sana siya nag-back out, malamang siya ang nanalo. Pero alam na natin na nag-back out siya at the same time nagkaroon ng indefinite hiatus kasi nga dahil nga sa kanyang kalusugan. So again, we are praying, ipinagdarasal po namin na gumaling po kayo, binibining Matsui, at sana pumutak po kayo dito sa Pilipinas. Okay? Pero marami ding, ano diba, yung galit ng bawat Twitter universe ay parang ibinaling. Yung iba ibinaling kay Jang Won Young. Dahil nga, parang, ang nangyari, parang ginawang birthday gift ng Mnet, yung center position ng IZ*ONE. Yung iba nagalit sa Mnet. Sinisisi yung Mnet sa kung ano mang ginawang kabalastugan, lalo na yung sa botohan. Kasi nung before nito, bago nito, nasa top position pa si Miho, si Miyazaki Miho. Top 1, tapos naging top 2. Ang laki ng pagkabawas daw sa kanya mga boto. Yung iba na inis dahil daw tatlo lang sa Japanese representatives mula sa 40 groups ang nandoon sa top 12. Bukod si kay Miho, wala si Takeuchi Miyu, wala yung iba pang mga fan favorites. Yung iba, yung mga natitirang 8, yung kabilang doon si Miho, si Miyu, si Gayun. Ito nainis din yan. Nainis talaga na hindi napasok o hindi napasama sa top 12 si Gayun. Gusto nila, ano, yung una, inaasahan nila na top 12 siya, pero hindi siya nakapasok. Diba? Maraming nainis, maraming nagalit sa ganong nangyari. Yung iba, gusto nilang i-ditch yung IZ*ONE. Yung iba, gusto daw yung mga walong natitira mula sa top 20, gumawa ng subgroup para patawbin yung IZ*ONE. Kasi nga, hindi nila gusto yung IZ*ONE. Matakin nyo, ganun din ang nangyari sa ML48. Nung nangyari yung ML48, ito yung naobserbahan ko ha. Sorry sa matatamaan. Nung nangyaring ML40, di ba maraming eliminations nangyari? Nagkakaroon pa ng false vendetta, kumbaga. Sa fandom, false vendetta that the likes of Idol Sonzai, CH4U, and the likes, they will kick ML48's bottom high, ML48's hide. Kasi nga, for sake of, di ba parang inechepuera, ganito, ganyan. Diba, parang halos parehas yung nangyari dahil sa sistema. Nagsinisisi yung sistema kaya ganito. O diba, parang ang pangit. Parang dahil sa ginawa ng higher-ups, tapos ang mag-suffer ay yung mga girls mismo. Dahil sa galit natin. Parang blind rage, kumbaga. Ito parang ano siya eh, double-edged sword, kumbaga. Tayo bilang fans, may capability na magalit, lalo na sa mga desisyon, lalo na sa mga ganitong mga bagay. At sa galit na yon ay hindi natin ma-realize na marami madadamay. Yung galit natin sa sistema, Manadama yung mga girls. Yung sistema naman, hindi nila naisip ng mga galiting fans at madadami mga girls. Ganun lang yun. Parang, ano yan eh, mudslinging eh. Mudslinging, pero nadamay din ng nasa gitna, which is yung mga members. For me, that is a no-no. So, for me, ang ano akin lang is, tanggap ko na si Miho, si Miao, saka si Miu, wala na. Hindi sila mano. At least for me, si Miho kasi, lalo kasi si Miho, ano yun eh, vocal siya pagdating sa ganitong bagay sa Korea, sa South Korea, sa K-pop. Matagal niya yung gusto eh. Crave na to eh, ever since. Parang, nung time na na-reveal, yung Produce 48, ginarab lang yung opportunity. Oh, ginarab lang na yung opportunity niya. Just for the sake of having that dream, which is wanting to perform in South Korea. Kasi right before this, she was a fan. She was interviewing up-and-coming K-pop idols, idol groups rather. She has a photo shoot with Crayon Pop. Ayun eh, yung opportunity na yun eh. But she wanted bigger than that. She wanted more. And therefore, when Produce 48 came, sorry for saying this ha, kasi if you hear this podcast, especially in this part, you will think na Mio fan yung nagsasalita dito. But this is me observing. This is me observing Miho's life inside AKB. Gusto niya to eh. Kasi in AKB, una, napapansin siya. She's part of the Senbatsu every time. Pero it dwindled down. Na tipong, she worried that fans wouldn't notice her. At nung tumaba, ayun, na-confess na yung sa isang episode ng AKB Bingo, na nung tumaba na siya, parang hindi na siya napapansin ng fans. Kaya, she did everything to, para mabawasan ng weight niya. Ganun, di ba? And some, their fans, including me, nanonotice siya. But there are other fans na talagang, didn't notice her talaga eh. And even in Produce 48, nung una walang nakakapansin sa kanya. Di ba? Parang, who's this girl? Kasi, they are focusing on Gayun, on Sakura, on Jurina. Diba? No hate, because they are talagang ano eh, darling sila sa paningin ng mga Koreano. Ang akin lang, dapat sana from the start tinignan niyo to si Miho na todo yung pagmamahal niya sa K-pop. Dedikasyon yun eh. Todo dedikasyon niya yan sa K-pop. Na tipong on the back of her head, she wasn't loved back by the fans. And I think yung mukha ni Miho nung the last episode, she accepted the fact that despite of the results, she is fine with it because she did perform on sa South Korea. She performed in front of a Korean audience. And that is fine with her. Ilang beses na siya nag-perform sa South Korea. I think she did realize it eh. But she might realize it sooner or later na, well, I did it, well, siguro, lalo na kasi there are news that may mag-ipag-usap si Miho sa isang Korean entertainment agency regarding her debut sa South Korea. But I think, tingin ko lang ha, but I think that was enough na nag-perform siya sa South Korea for Produce 48 and stuff. And that would be a parang bonus na yun eh for her. But that is her dream, that is her goal in life, so be it. And I will support her all the way for that kind of decision. Kasi yan ang gusto niya eh. Yan ang gusto niya. And for the fans, sana tanggalin niyo yon yung hindi mag-get over dahil sa resulta, ganito, ganito. Tanggalin niyo yan. show lang yan. TV show lang yan. Huwag kayong mag-alala. Kasi ang pinaka, ano dyan, ang pinaka endgame yan is yung resulta ng kanilang yung album, kanta, ganun. Marinig niyan, makikita niyan yung mga kanta nila. Doon kayo magdadalong isip. Doon kayo magdadalong isip bakit ko hinate to dahil lang sa resulta. Do not, ito ha, general na to lahat sa dalawang issue na nangyari sa August 30 nung kahapon. Do not dwell in the same cycle all over again. Move forward. Always move forward. But it's better, huwag kalimutan, huwag natin palampasin ng mga ganito mga pagkakamali, blunders, eksena, pangyayari. But still, you need to move forward. Bakit? Kasi you need to learn. There is a lesson for this. For the management, for the fans, for the members. Ganun lang yun. Simple lang yun. Everything has its lessons. So you need to move forward. You cannot forget yung errors, but you cannot stop there. Huwag kang tumigil dyan. Move forward. Tuloy lang sa lakad. Okay? Good. Time check po natin ay 3 minuto bago ang alas 12 ng ating gabi. At quick talk na tayo sa MIM dahil sa susunod na 3 minuto ay mangyayari na. Rather, D-Day na bukas ng Manila Idol Matsuri. Isa ito pinakamalaking event na kung saan ito yung parang culmination ng pangarap ng bawat J-pop fan. At I will share yung sentiments ng isa sa mga kaibigan ko, si Protector, si Will Jens ng Do It For Idols. MIM will be successful if the cooperation of fans will be there, yung energy mismo. Even I, nakita ko yung energy ng mga fans sa first handshake event. Despite of several things such as large tarpaulins and stuff, andun yung energy mismo eh, yung sigawan, todo sigawan, hiyawan, ganito, ganyan. I don't know kung ganun din nangyari sa fan meet. I just saw the pictures and it was ganun din. Huwag sana tayong pumunta sa punto na yung MIM parang ganun din nangyari sa Showtime. Yung dead audience kasi nga seating capacity yun eh. So parang for me, seating, di ba idol group events should be standing? I know, I understand security reasons, I understand safety reasons. Yes, that's good. Considering that your event is inside, sa loob. Pero, diba, parang, paano ka mag-ano, diba? Pero, I understand naman tayo mga Pilipino, mahilig tayo mag-ano. This is not a complaint. Hindi ako nagko-complain regarding sa seating ruling, ganun. Ang ano ko lang is that hindi naman lahat ng idol may times na mag-uupo yung mga fans, di ba? Pero tandaan nyo po, ang idol, ang bawat wota, ang bawat yakay, tatayo at tatayo pa rin yan, mag-chant pa rin yan, mag-wave ng light stick, mag-wota gay yan, doing stuff, di ba? Tatayo pa rin yan. Hindi yan pipirmi sa upo. Hindi siya pipirmi. Hindi talaga siya pipirmi na uupo lang siya dyan sa buong performance. Hindi. Tatayo yan. Sisigaw at sisigaw pa rin yan. Hanggang mapaos. Wave ng wave. Mag-watagay na mag-watagay. Hanggang siya ay hanggang yung katawan niya, hanggang yung braso niya maangalay. Excuse me. Maangalay. Na hanggang sa bukas, kinabukasan, sasakit, kailangan ng salumpas. Ganun yun. Dapat masanay kayo doon. Dapat masanay yung lahat ng tao sa ganung energy. Kasi hindi ito yung, isipin nyo yun. Dapat kung ano yung, kung ano yung energy na binigay ninyo, sa iba pang mga performers, ganun din dapat ibigay ninyo sa kanila. Okay, kasi iba to eh. iba tong mundo, yung idol community, local idol community, iba to. Pero parehas. Bakit ko sinabi yun? Iba to the point that iba yung kanilang package. Iba yung kanilang dideliver. Pero pareha sila in terms of their profession. They are singers. They are dancers. They are entertainers. But, there's a big but. They are more than just entertainers. Emphasize on the word more. Because idols can do more than just singing and dancing. Marami yan. Marami silang gagawin. They can inspire people. They can make someone fall in love kahit merong love man. And something like that. There is charisma. There is that. Tapos biging tatanayin na, yung mga ibang mga artista ganun din eh. Chigaw. That's different. Kasi, okay, there is charisma on the artist, but no one can match the charisma na nandoon sa idols. Yung charisma nila na it's like a magnet. It will pull you in front of them. Na hindi ka ma-let go nila, sabi, notice me, ganyan. Sa Japan, ganun eh. It worked. Kahit sa post-war. Remember, the idol concept in Japan came from post-war Japan. After World War II, wala silang, tawag dito, parang enerhiya, motivation to do anything, including rebuilding the nation. And then here come singers, dancers, entertainers that they will do anything just to lift the spirits of the Japanese people. Hence, there's the idol concept, the idol mentality. And that kind of idol mentality goes on and on and on. Hindi yan magbabago. And it kind of applied dun sa maraming success eh. There's Jakarta, there's Bangkok, and there's us. Ang sa atin kasi, it is a slow process. Kumbaga, in the local idol industry has its own slow process. Slow process of growth rather, which hanggang ngayon, they are crawling, they are, parang ano yan eh, the roots, they are crawling to that ground. Pero yung mismong stock ng plant, nag-grow din to reach the sun, including its nutrients and stuff. Ganun, di ba? MIM, like I said in the early podcast, is a beginning. It's a start of a revolution of a new breed of music, which at first it wasn't noticed, or rather several of the few noticed. I always believe that the local idol industry is not just for the few, but for the many. Kasi until ay ma-appreciate, pero tapos biglang sisihin na mawawala sila kasi konti lang yung fan base nila. Konti lang yung ma-appreciate sa kanila. Ganun, di ba? So, rather than parang keep it to ourselves, instead of doing that, why not share it to the others? Lalo yung sinasabi mga normies. Di ba? Matagal yan eh. Matagal na proseso yan eh. Much like go back to ML48. Matagal na proseso yan eh. Until the people, several of them realize, this is good. This is a good idea. Paano ko nasabi? Go back to the first handshake event. Makikita mo yan. If you are there, makikita mo yan. Diba? Sobrang ingay dun sa bandang Trinoma. Sobrang ingay. Sobrang lakas. Sobrang energetic. napakasaya ng feeling. Tanda niyan, napakasaya ng feeling. And I'm pretty sure ganun din yung mga nandoon sa first fan meet. Ganun din ang feeling. Despite of some gaps, some errors, ganun din ang feeling. The feeling doesn't stop. I remember yung nakita ko sa Twitter, sabi niya, ayoko sa ML, ayoko sa management, pero gusto kong bilhin yung ML48 single debut album kasi nga may handshake event ticket. Diba that kind of feeling? Na tipong, ayoko kasi yung the system sucks, but okay, I will buy the album, I will buy a single just for the support. You don't realize that despite hating the system, when you buy the CD, it also means that you support the system din. You support the higher-ups. Kasi profit yun eh. Profit. Yung kita nun, yung ticket. Yung single. Yung kita galing sa ticket, mapupunta sa kanila. Then, mapupunta sa members. Ganun din yun. Simple. Simpleng analogy lang yan. So, wag tayong mag-ganun. Rather, keep on supporting. Okay, keep on supporting. Tandaan nyo po, there are two things that keeps a music group alive. Not just idol groups. Financial, management. Financial management and the fans. All those three will work in synchronicity. Balance. Kumbaga. So parang give and take process yan. The law of equivalent exchange. And hopefully, MIM will do that the same. Tickets, revenues, mapupunta sa higher-ups, yung nag-organize ng MIM. At the same time, MIM give, or rather the management give the MIM to the fans. Kasi yan ang pinapangarap natin. Yan ang gusto natin. Which is in an event that is focused on the local idol industry. Okay, so bale yan muna po tayo for now. At it's 12:07 a.m. Ngayon na po ang D-Day. Ngayon na po ang Manila Idol Matsuri. Gaganapin po yan sa TIU Theater sa lungsod ng Makati, alas 12 ng nagpalitada sila ng oras eh. Alas 12 yata sila. Basta yun. Pumunta na po kayo dun sa TIU Theater maya-maya dahil 500 plus na yung ticket, pero okay lang. Basta pumunta kayo. Supportan niyo po ang local idol scene, hosted dito ng Jap Dolls. Marami kasi magpa-perform dito. You got CH4U, Station Kakume, Idol Sonsai, Alice Project, Asterism, yung part ng the Y Idol Project. Si Sushi Cahill, nandun din. Also nandun ay ang AOS49, yung cover group ng AKB0048. We also have marami yun eh, maraming performers doon. And of course, napapalitan nga ay nandun din ang ML48 for a special appearance. So ulit, today is the Manila Idol Matsuri. So yun lang po muna sa ating ML48 Appreciation Podcast na dito lang maririnig sa anchor.fm. Maya-maya ay ipopost ko po ang link nito upang mapapakinggan niyo po ito nang paulit-ulit muli. Ako po si Admin K, nagsasabi ng fandoms are great as long as you do it at the right place and on the right time. Muli, hanggang sa susunod na MNL48 Appreciation Podcast. Hanggang sa muli. God bless you. Good night.